Welcome to the Full of Money audio commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:20 British summer time. And again, another interesting day in here today, aren't they all? But the big ones here today are the stock markets. I was talking yesterday about the Nikkei. That was very good bullish action yesterday, and there was great follow-through in here today. It was up over 1%, up 121 points at 11,900. So with that kind of, very bullish action, I'd be very surprised if we didn't see, at the very least, a test of 12,000 and probably a breakthrough there. We'll have to see what happens after that before we can go really bullish on the Nikkei, because this continues to be a very risky environment for stock markets globally. With there has been some bullish activity today in the US markets, so you can see the charts on the comment of the day. But the Nasdaq is up 9.8; it's at 2174. The S&P is up 7 at 1230, and the Dow Jones is up 66 at 10,603. But what we're seeing here in the Dow Jones, particularly, it's been trading in this very tight range between 10,600 and 800 for quite a while now, nearly a month. Broke down out of it yesterday, popped back in today. The S&P has had two really quite bad days, but is looking a bit steadier in here today. And the Nasdaq, which had broken to new highs, is coming back in here again, coming back to hopefully some support. But if we see these really starting to break down, that is going to put a major headwind into global markets. We haven't seen that just yet, and Europe in particular is doing really very well. When we had these the statistics come out today, first was that labor costs gain less than expected. So that takes off the inflation fears, which takes off some of the interest rate fears, and this is really what the markets are worried about at the moment is that we are nowhere near the end of the rate hike cycle. When those figures came out, we had a good rally in the US, but Europe really outperformed, and the DAX was up almost 1.5%, up 71 points at 4,909, which has almost completely erased the downside we've seen over the last couple of days. The CAC 40 in France was up 1.14%, over 50 points at 4,491. So really looking very well here, and the Amsterdam Exchange also did very well, up over 1%. I think that were it not for the fact that some of the Latin markets closed just that bit earlier, they probably would have done a little bit better. The S&P MIB rallied right up to the end of the session. It ended up 206 points. So these European markets are really looking very strong, and of all the global markets, they have maintained their consistency much better than the others. That S&P, when it came down over the last 2 days, that did break that uptrend consistency and is at least a warning shot across the bows. Not to mention that it is really very close to its highs for the year. So really all to play for in global stock markets. I just have a quick word about Asia again. Hang Seng was down 61. It was pretty much one of the only stock markets in the world down today. I'm sort of hoping and praying that it's going to rally tomorrow, because I hate profit erosion. But I do think that we do have some potential upside there, so I'm not going to start panicking out of it right now. The other market that's doing quite well is the ASX in Australia. It was up nearly 9 points today, so nothing really sexy there, but it is quite steady, and it has moved above that 4,400 level, held it. Again, it would be much better if we saw a dynamic up here, but we haven't seen that. But it is looking—it's steady though, so that's the best we can say about it. Another area that I'm experiencing profit erosion is in the gold market, and that really has been quite volatile today. It's currently sitting at 434.40. That's well off the lows, but still down on the day. But while the dollar has steadied up in here today, and the euro is down just very marginally today, one less than 1/10,000 of a dollar. So these markets are really quite steady, and if you look at that dollar index chart I posted on the comment of the day, you'll see that it has broken below that 88 level, or really just holding around it. If we were to see a downward dynamic, that would be it would really be quite bullish for the precious metals, and for these other currencies. Of course, if we see the opposite, if we see an upward dynamic, that will definitely take us, well, almost definitely take us right back up to the top of the range. That will potentially be quite bearish for the precious metals. That correlation is still very much in evidence there. It has loosened quite a bit over the last, couple of months, but there's definitely still quite a tight correlation there. Platinum, I had said yesterday, has found some support at 900, and that's proved quite prescient. It did break through that 900 level in very early trading in the first 5 minutes. I suspect it was probably a bad tick, and has since then rallied. It's at 909 right now, so that's up 680 on the day. So that's quite good, because the very tight trading range that Platinum had been in for quite a long time, 7 or 8 months, we do appear to have broken up out of that, and provided it can hold above this 900 level, that is really quite bullish, because the very long-term chart, and you'll see at least the 5-year chart and the point and figure in the chart library, is really quite bullish for Platinum of all the precious metals. Silver, on the other hand, is almost right down at the bottom of its range. There is potentially a little bit more downside, but we're almost certainly into a buying range here. If we were very lucky, we might see it down to 680, but it has steadied up. It did make it was quite a bit lower today, but it has rallied up. It's up 2.5 points right now at 704. It was below 7 earlier on, so we are seeing a little bit of steadying up in here. But I think silver is in a buying range right now. Now, just not really an awful lot to say about the bond markets. They're really very quiet in here. Just tell you where they're actually sitting. The treasuries are down 5 at 113.25, so breaking through that tentative support at 114. Bunds are at 121.28, down 0.07. So, very flat. And just going to pull up the JGBs, and they're up a little bit, up 0.04 at 138.87. So bond market's really quite quiet. I don't think anybody thinks that. I think of 72 analysts that they've interviewed on Bloomberg, every single one of them thought that we were going to get a quarter point increase this evening. I think there would be some pretty big shock out there. If we didn't get that would probably be quite bearish, because one way to look at these rate hikes is that there's faith in the economy, and the economy is strong. I think there might be quite a little bit of fallout if we see them stop raising rates, but I don't think that's going to happen for quite a while. And the last thing I want to talk about are the energy. Commodities. Oil was down a little bit today, hit a new high earlier on. I think that high was at 64.27, but it's down almost 50 cents now at 63.45. Again, that's nowhere near dynamic, and that was really very bullish action yesterday. There is no backwardation here, but that is quite a clear break above resistance at the prior highs from early July. So we would need to see it come back below there if this sort of short-term uptrend were to be broken, and we haven't seen that just yet. So there is some potential upside still there in oil, but are we going to see $80 right now? I quite doubt it without this without the backwardation. Natural gas has been up and down as well today. The low of the day was near 850, but it has rallied back up. It's up at 865 right now. That's down 3 on the day. So we are seeing a bit of consolidation here around the 850 level. And we haven't seen any evidence that this uptrend has been broken. We did see acceleration, but with this consolidation, we're taking off some of this that short-term overbought condition, and there's also potentially some further upside here. If we do get that, I'd be quite surprised because natural gas is quite volatile. But on the other hand, it is capable of these quite sharp, fast spikes on the upside. If you look at the longer term charts, you can see that it has spiked up to 10 on a few other occasions. So if you're long, it's not time to sell, but it might be time to just pull up a trading stop. And that's pretty much it for me. If there's anything at all I can help you out with, or any questions you have, please don't hesitate to contact me, and I'd be happy to help out. And thank you very much for your time.